Fun.
So, started Perek Vav. We saw the problems we have that prevent us from absorbing Bechina, from doing Bechina, from drawing the correct conclusions from our Bechina. Shituv Shalavoda Zora or Kavona Zora. Redifa Achrahev La'oila Mazeh. Hergul B'toivus Hashem. And a kishloides sheyesh la'odom. And then the last one is gaiva. Those five areas need work. They're going to prevent you from doing most of the chovos halavavos, not just this. Shutef is going to impact on your betochen. It's going to impact on your yichud Hashem, your avodas Hashem. These five blemishes, impediments, are going to impact negatively on all your avodas Hashem. And then we said, Morgan, on the Kuf Pei Zayin, let's go through this again and then we'll carry on. But what are the things that flow out? What does Bechina give us? You'll start understanding the good that Hashem gives you. And you will accept upon yourself, in return for all the good that Hashem is doing for you, He's avoider. V'shiyosim leiv tomid l'chochma saboira niris me'abruim. And you will continually be paying attention. Always looking and always noticing the chochma of the boira in the bria. You won't take anything for granted anymore. Two people can look at the same thing. One person looks at Kriyas Yamsuf and he sees the boira. Another person looks at Kriyas Yamsuf and he sees the great African rift barrier having an earthquake. And you choose. We learned that from the Reich Tov and the Reich Ra. You decide what you want to feel, and then you will see in the Bria everything you need in order to give you that. Mabata Emes. When somebody has the Mabata Emes, then he'll see in everything around him validation for that Emes. And for someone who doesn't, you'll see validation for everything he believes in also from that same observation. And he will continually be thinking about and investigating that which he sees or that which he apprehends with his five senses, and he'll process that through the seichel. And he won't. Every day, he won't stop seeing simonim chadashim shel chochmas haboiris baro. He will continually be seeing new signs, new aspects, new nuances of the chochma of the boire. Kamo shama dover hamelech havel shalom yoyim leyoyim yabia oimer. Kol yom noisef mebir yoyses chochmas Hashem v'nifloisov. Every day I see new wonders of Hashem, says David HaMelech. So it's something new to see, something sometimes subtle, sometimes not so subtle. That's what comes out of Bechina. But you have to make the moral choice first. You have to want to see the Chochmah of the Boira. You have to want to get closer to the Boira. You want to become more Meshubah to the Boira. If you don't, you won't see. In all the events happening, you won't see the Chochmah of the Boir and you won't mishabbat yourself. But you don't want to. First, there comes the moral decision. Then everything afterwards flows out of that. First, there's the Mabata Emes, and then you'll see it. And when you will read, you will read that which I have aroused you and drawn your attention to Bashar Azeh. Alecha nedat, you need to know. Tu chelek katan misoides achochma harabim shetagi aleim al yedei binoscho. All I've given you in this shah of Bechina is a very small taste. very small taste of all the multiple chokhmas and the multiple apprehensions of the chokhmah, the Borei Olam, that you can get through your bina, through your investigation. When you purify yourself from all the negative influences that draw you away from seeing the chokhmah, the five things we spoke about earlier, and your nefesh will become refined, purified by the ma'asim tovim you're doing. Because they're clear. I mean, it's not understanding the secrets of the chokhmah, the boirid, to the extent that your abilities allow you to. Alecha ledat, you need to know. You'll spend a lot of time and you'll put in a lot of effort and you'll purify yourself and you'll refine yourself and you'll come to grasp whatever you can according to the limits of your abilities, of the chokhmah of the boyer, and you'll understand many, many things. Then you will, you wouldn't have actually even started understanding anything about Hashem's abilities and his chokhmah. It means when you stretch Shara Bechina to as far as you can go, you still wouldn't have started. You have to start. It's a different existence. It's a different life. The person who's working with Bechina lives a different existence. He's living in a different dimension to everybody else. He's happy. He has Menuchas HaNefesh. The world interests him. He's never bored. He's getting closer and closer to Hashem. He's seeing wondrous things in the world, in areas that interest him. And you've stretched it to the ends of your ability. You haven't started scratching the surface yet. We only are able to apprehend those things that were created for Adam, the things we see in the world that were created for us. We don't see how far Hashem's abilities go because we can't see the end of his abilities. Because he's infinite and we're inextricably finite. The yira you need to have is in accordance with Hashem's infiniteness. You have to start with that. First, you have to come to have Yiras Hashem from the middah that you're able to apprehend in the world, from all the things that Hashem created. Yeah? And then you have to start appreciating and having Yiras for Hashem because of his infinite abilities, not just the little bit that we can apprehend down here. You have to learn how to extrapolate that into the infinite. Okay, that's already hit a bet. We're still just dealing with Machina. Hit the bet, we'll deal with that. Mr. Shem will get there. Next time we go around this, we'll get there. A person should compare, imagine he's standing in this world like a child. He was born in the dungeons of the prisons of the king. His kid was born in the prison. His mother was in prison. He's born in the prison. He's born in a dungeon. Shamelech rachem alav, v'tzivel esapek lo, is kol ma she'toy bavuroi. The king had mercy on this kid. So he instructed the keepers of the dungeons to provide him whatever would be good for him. V'skol ha'mitztarech, whatever he needs. Ad she'godol ha'yelet v'sichlo hitbager. Until the child grew and grew, and his seichel grew up. He didn't know that there existed anything in the world except for what he saw in the pit, in this dungeon. That's what he knew. You have to imagine this is you. The servant of the king would always come and bring him whatever he needed. Candles, food, drink, clothes. And he would notify this child that he was an Eved of the Melech. Everything you see in this pit, the food and everything you see around you, that's the melech's. It's all his. And he placed upon this child that the child has to thank the king for everything that he has. I thank the owner of this pit, the Melech, who took me to be his Eved and gave rak me everything that I need. And he paid attention. He put his eyes on me to look after me and provide me with everything I need. The shliach of the melech said to this kid, don't use the title, this melech, as Baal HaBor HaZeh, the master of this pit. Don't just think that all the melech has is this ball. Baal HaBor HaZeh. No, no. The what this king rules over outside of this boar, you can't begin to even count and imagine. You're not his only Eved. He's got multiple Avodim. What he provides these avodim with, it's nothing compared to what he provides others with. He's only looking after you. No, he's looking after millions of people. Can't even begin to compare what he's doing. I don't understand one thing you're talking about. What are you talking about? And I may be Mimahusa Melech Rakefimashiti is Tuboy Umim Shalto. I can only appreciate the essence of the Melech based on what I see of his goodness and his rulership. It's this dungeon and what he provides me with. I can't think because I don't have access to that knowledge. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Lord Shliach. So this is what you should do, he tells the kid. You praise the Melech Elyon, that has no limitation to his rulership. There's no limit to his goodness and his chesodim. And I'm like nothing in comparison to his infinite multitudes, the loss of soldiers, whatever. What he gives me, all the good he gives me, then I could work for the rest of my life trying to pay back, and I wouldn't pay him back for one of those who studied. It's nothing compared to what he can actually do. That's a good marshal. We have to process that marshal, think about it long and hard. We also live in a very limited world with very limited perspective on reality. We have no idea how infinitely great the Boira Elam is. So we praise him and thank him based on what we see and what we do and what we get. That's nothing compared to what we're talking about. It's so infinite. Infinite goodness. Infinite goodness. We don't know what that means. Ain gvul l'rachamim. There's no limitation to his mercy. Now this child in the dungeon starts understanding a little bit. Don't ask me why the melech was so good he didn't take him out of the dungeon. Okay, because then the moshel wouldn't be a good moshel. But to understand a moshel here. Okay? Same reason why Hashem put us in this world and doesn't take us out of this world yet. Because there's a chesed in being in the dungeon for a while. Okay. ומייתה איכין ענה ממוס המלך, חייבין, סורי, ענה ממוס המלך, אז מה שלא היה מייבין מקודם, וגוד לא ירממוסו במחשבתו. He starts understanding after the shliach, explained to the kid, this kid a little bit about who he's dealing with. So his appreciation and the awesomeness of the melech, he started raising his machshavos to new levels. All became, overtook him. Now he starts really getting a grip, a little bit of understanding of how great the goodness is that Hashem, that the king does for him. שלמרות עצם רואים מוס המלך ומיעוט חשיש וסנר במלוכתוי. When you start thinking about how transcendent, how great the king is, and you start realizing how little one person in the king's kingdom, one person in the kingdom amongst multitudes, how little difference you make. הינו משגיח עליו ומתית לו, והחשיבס מתנויסו ועולסו מאז בעינוב. Now you start getting real appreciation. How much Hashem really loves me, really cares for me. Everything I do is critically important, otherwise he wouldn't bother with me. Therefore, my life must be really, really important. Go have a look and see how exact, how close the moshel is to the nimshol. Where the nimshol with Hashem. Then he stuck up a galgal arakia, soiviv, is kadu aretz. We'll have a look in the Pisca Lev. We'll see what he says about that now. When you look at the heavens around the Kadua Aretz, we live on the Kadua Aretz. We live on this ball called Earth. So, if einanu mevinim es ma shenimtza bebika ketana shebaretz, we'll see what the Pisca Lev says that about that now as well. If we don't understand what you find just in one small valley in the land. We certainly don't understand what's going on in the entire earth. We certainly don't know what's going on out there. Billions and billions and billions and trillions of kilometers of space with billions and trillions of galaxies and worlds and who knows what's going on out there. And I'll tell you another thing. If you understand what's going on all out there, you'll understand all the billions and trillions of whatever's going up there. You still wouldn't have scratched the surface because that's finite. And what's behind that is something that's infinite. What does Echad mean? Infinite. There's nothing other than Hashem. Not that there's one as opposed to two. There is nothing else. But I just want to go back to the Pischa Leif at the bottom there on Kuf Pei Tet on footnote Ein Tet. Huh? Achi. Yeah. What did he call you in the also Achi? The Chaim Salomon called you Achi.
Why it's so hard to understand about one?
About what?
One valley. A valley. What's it?
You understand what goes in a valley?
I mean,
you plant an apple seed in the valley and it grows. You understand the interaction between the sun and the earth and the wind and the conditions and the tal that forms there. And I mean, I'm not even starting, but you get a sense of how much there is to understand. Yeah, the whole thing, earthworms, the ganze world taking place there. So, I spend years and years in university. They get grants from the whatever National Geographic, billions of dollars to go spend time in the Himalayas in some remote valley, whatever, you know, just to understand, you know, how yaks live or whatever. Years and years, you know. I could see myself doing that. That sounds quite clever. The Galgal Rekia Sovim is Kadu Aretz. Ha'oimed betchubri yasonu. It stands at the end of how far we can see. Shegodol v'otzum ha'odmod. It's enormous, enormous, enormous. She'ashemesh godol hu b'kadu ha'aretz. Yoysem mi million pa. The sun is a million times, more than a million times greater than the earth. Biyachas legoidel galgal rekia ina shemesh ena kemispa katan bebeis godel. And that sun, in the totality, is nothing. It's a little pinprick. It's a little speck of dust. It's a little speck of dust. Insignificant speck of dust in the totality of what's out there. Uluma, we know we have some sense to know what we're talking about. He didn't have access to Hubble telescopes and whatever. And today we know what's going on there a little bit. It's mind-boggling. So what we know, we know. What we see with our eyes, we know. They have one of these smartphones today. The camera is so powerful that you can actually take pictures of some of the stuff they're seeing out there with a Hubble telescope. So what you see, you see. I looked in a telescope and I saw Saturn's ring in a telescope. The Nifla. And that's close by. That's like your next door neighbor. You know, it's out there. I have pictures of things that are 17 trillion kilometers away from here. And that's nothing. That's close. I can see that through the telescope. What about the stuff that you can't see?
As we say, in the universe, I think 80% is black holes.
Oh, and 80% of what they can see, we haven't even seen. Yeah, they're only seeing 10% of what they used to see. They admit that themselves. Yeah. One black hole is mysterious enough. Billions and billions. Those is the bubble for us. We heard him through space at these crazy speeds. It's wild. Why don't you feel seasick? This thing's spinning. You're standing on the net. You got a boat, you know, and you're you're spinning around and this thing's moving and it's mummish. You know, you're going to
move in the opposite direction. Well.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you're standing upside down and you feel like you're standing on top. You mentioned that before. Yeah, no, it's okay, good. We got you thinking at least.
Why does it make black holes? That's my question.
Huh?
Why does it make black holes?
The people that I've met that are black holes as well. No matter what you give them, it's never enough. Maybe that's the Martian. No, I'm being serious. They're just black holes. They just suck everything to themselves. And nothing goes out. There's no giving coming out of them at all. It's a marvelous marshal.
Black hole,
no light leaves it. That's why it's a black hole. Nothing. It only absorbs light and it doesn't give off light. That's why it's a black hole. I mean, I'm saying that very black holes for dummies, three dummies. I'm a three dummy when it's, I don't know about black holes. But I know people like that. They just take and nothing leaves, ever. It's one reason to have a black hole. It's a marvelous marshal.
You don't need two.
For people. Last question. And this infinite galaxy is whatever in relation to Hashem's godless. It's nothing. It's garnished. It's like this little pit that this kid was born in. Other people that fight over this little speck of dust. How many court cases there? This earth, this planet earth is nothing. It's a pinprick in existence. The sun, which is a million times bigger, is a speck of dust. And then people, mamash, in court for years fighting over a piece of dust. This dust, mine, is it yours? The board, half a piece of dust. A bunch of hilchus chaynim, you know? They can go to war over where the air conditioner on the wall on their building is. I'm just saying, yeah. But when you stop and think, you know, this is what you're fighting over, you know, this little. Yeah, but it's the only one we've got, so you better look after it, okay? What's the problem with the bigger Katana Sheba Aret? Your question. Lots of different grasses. Yerokot va'etzim, ashoinim ze mize b'tzurosom. Maresim b'tchonosom. In this valley, there's multiple different things growing there. We don't know what koyach of the earth all this stuff grows from. In this valley, there's stuff to be mined up. There's minerals and untold stuff. and precious stones and wells and springs of water, and who knows what's going on there, more than we can even begin to understand. If you get a $50 million grant, you go study valleys, ecological study of valleys. Okay, Rabbi, some more important, as you'll notice that we have one more paragraph and we're going to finish. Hopefully tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Decision needs to be made what we're doing afterwards. So I have some ideas, but I'd like to get a sense from you. It's got to be more or less focused on the Tochen. I don't want to leave off. Even Shara Bechina was, we mentioned, we thought. Any ideas? We can go back and learn Rav Taub's Svarim, which were very successful and very liked. Yeah, there's Bais Yehudi and there's new ones, but I would focus on Bais Yehudi or Musa Betochen. I have an idea, but I want to hear what you think. I know you want Kuntzah Chesed.
Yeah. What's Kuntzah Chesed?
Rav Dessler's discourse on giving loving kindness. It's in two parts. So Chelek Aleph and Chelek Gimel or Dalet Lo Zochem. No, we're not doing Shavuos Elokim. No. Not even a mild hope of doing that. I just finished doing it on the Monday night guide and I need to recuperate. Hard. We can start, I promise you now, I'll be left on my own within 2 weeks. No, no. No, no suggestions. I have a suggestion, but I need your approval. You're the only person who's allowed to object. Yeah, I want to do Shari Mitfila. About we've already gone halfway through, but we'll be doing it every day, so we'll move much quicker. It'll be a good chazora. But yeah, but it's a very unique approach to tefillah. It's very rooted in Hilchos Betochen. It doesn't tell you how to daven. It just delineates the 10 different types of tefillah there are.
Yeah, but how to use them.
I know, but Shmuel and I have been learning it together for a long time. Lord, no, we'll continue on Friday and go weiter. We're quite far ahead already. It'll be a good chazora. I'd like the chazora for myself, and I think the Olam really could get a lot out of it. Ramichal Yudah said that if he could, he would obligate everyone to have a copy of that sefer in his tefillin bag, the Moedika sefer. This is an excellent English translation.
Yeah.
I brought it the other week just to do that little tefillin betochen.
That's the sefer to bring in the sense that it's we're not doing any commentary or anything.
Well, we're going to let the sefer. The two Svarim he wrote himself, not the ones that took from the tapes. He actually wrote himself. That in Shabbos Malchasta. We should do Shabbos Malchasta sometimes as well, but that's a different. It's a different. Whatever. It's once a week on an Arab Shabbos. You do Shabbos Malchasta. You can't do it every day. Even sharing betfila every day is a bit much. Well, that's what I'd like to do. Yeah, they've got the English as well. They have the English as well. The English is like this.
There's no Hebrew in the English one. It's just English.
No, but I'm going to be learning from the Hebrew one. I'm not learning the English one. No, there's the Hebrew volume, and then there's the English volume. I'm not learning the English volume. I'm not learning the English one.